You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Shulchanoruch Tofresh Chaim Tes. Be'erev Shabbos, Madlikin Ner Chanukah. What would you do? Chanukah first or Shabbos first? Tadeh Shein Tadeh. So in Mechaber it says, Be'erev Shabbos, Madlikin Ner Chanukah Tchila, V'achakach Ner Shabbos. Right? Zok the Taz. Because we're choishish for the Bahag. The Bahag holds, the Rishayim bring, that Hadlokas Ner is the first thing of Shabbos, and therefore, by being Madlik the Ner, you're being Makabel Shabbos. That's the Bahag Shita. They used to blow shofars. You hear it in Lawrence, you don't hear it.
The siren?
Oh, yeah, sure. Oh, you do hear it. Okay. Yeah. I thought they stopped it a few weeks ago. Unless I wasn't wearing my wearing aids that bad. So I told my Rebbetzin, I said, I don't understand. The firecrackers, Ray allows every night. And this, they stopped. I don't understand. I thought maybe somebody complained. So the last thing is Hadlokas Aner. So he says to Bahag that Hadlokas Aner is called Kabbalah's Shabbos. And we showed him argue. They said, that's not true. Kabbalah's Hadlokas Aner is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah you got to do. Why covet Shabbos, Oynik Shabbos, but it's not a Kabbalah Shabbos. Lemaisa is that it comes out that we're choishish for the Bahag Shita, l'chatchila. We're choishish for the Bahag Shita, l'chatchila. Oh, so memela what? That's why the women make a bracha after they light. Because the Ramah holds that if you make a bracha first, kolshkin, it's a Kabbalah. By making the bracha, it's called a Kabbalah, and then you can't light it. So it's a very strange thing. And Rishayim doesn't really say this. This is the Ramaz Achra, which we'll see. That therefore you should first light, cover your the light. She shouldn't be nana from it. That's why they go like that. That's basically the cover, the light. And then they make the bracha. Whereas I've mentioned over the years, the Prisha's wife was Mechadish, which Neskabul, the Pesach Halacha, that on Yom Tov, you don't have to do that. Or not, you don't have to do it, you shouldn't do it. On Yom Tov, we talk to the woman, make first a bracha, and then they light because it's even if it's a Kabbalah, you'll have to light on Yom Tov. Okay. So the Taz over there says,
yeah.
D'i Yadlik Shabbos Tchila, Kibler Shabbos, Vitzalei Melacha, Ken Kosov Bahag. That's the Bahag sheet, the Bechlau. Vatois is Cholkin, Vesvirle, the Lot Talia Bechabal Shabbos, Vadloka Saner, Uli Didon, Sheyesh Minik Poshit. Let's read in Shulchan Aruch, okay? Let's do it in Shulchan Aruch. It's Reish Samach Gimel. Kimidumani, there's no one's fired here today. Kimidumani, the Sfaradim do not do that. Svardim do not do that because Mechaber Paskin is like not like the Ba'al. The Mechaber says the Ba'al Halach is Gdol. Kivishid like Neishah Shabbos Chalav Shabbos Nezah. Vapize Noegas Ksas Nashim Shachas Shebirchu Vedliku Neiris Mashlichas Arutz Apsila. They send the thing they lit with should be Yashad Likubo, right? Ve'in Mechaber. If Yeshayim Shem Mas Nekoidu Shetavik She'en Mechaber Al Shabbos. So forth and so on. So I think the klal is usually the yeshayimim in the yeshcholkim in the mechaber is usually how the svardim do. I think I guess svardim they don't do. Ramah. So it's again a minig shoisa isha madlekes mekabelas shabbos b'hadlaka. Imloy shehisna tchila. Unless she made a tnai. I feel a tnai belayed sagi. Ava shabanei abayis mutarim b'malacha ad baruchu, which doesn't mean the way we do it, baruchu, because you have to realize in the time of the Mechaber and Ramah, they didn't keep Shabbos like we kept Shabbos. They probably did malacha later than we. Interesting. Whereas by us, Shkia is now 4:30, they probably did malacha till 5 something. I mean, I don't know which places. Rabbi Tzvi himself writes, ill 100 years ago that the Goyim's Pesach was Meskabel and Litva, Satmarov came here, Zokdati, he did Malacha after. because that's what it was in most places. But whatever it is, it means by us when we go daven, right? Usually our shuls don't end up saying Baruch Hu or Mizmor Shel, you got or Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos before what we call Shkia, the first Shkia. But that's the din. In other words, as far as the men go, as far as the Bnei Bayis, of a Shabbos Bnei Bayis will tell Locha Ad Baruch Hu, okay? V'ikar Avlocha Tzuli B'Neiris Shem Adlikin Al HaShulchan. Avlosh Shar Neiris V'Bayis. So I remember they didn't have electricity, so you have to light all the rooms that can be light. Okay? Okay, so now, what does that mean? So, Locha L'Maisa, what would you say? So if you light, if a man light, let's say a man's by himself, his wife's not there, or he's not married, whatever, so what's it then? He has to make a t'nai. Let's see the Magen Avraham. The ima ish madlik leka min ha, like Mordechai said, umutam imalacha, umakam makam toiv lahasnes. Right? But he says the man doesn't have to do that. Why? Because the minig became, in other words, it's mikra, then you don't have to do it, and the woman does. The Taz over there says, in Tofrei Shain Tes back to Chanukah, he says, "Be'ebedim hidlik shnatzer person for that." Right? He was thinking of what you said, Yami. Tadoshein a tade kaidim. So he lights first. V'loy kibul Shabbos b'machshava yochol ahadlik achakach lavush. Lavush says it's fine. You could do it. Okay. V'nira li the be'isha madlekes. I'm sorry. I'm reading the wrong. That I'm looking from. It's the opposite of it. All right. The yadlik shall Shabbos tchila kibla Shabbos v'itzolei v'malacha ken kos b'hag v'atoyis is chol. Okay, uli didon sheyesh minik poshut sheisha madlekas ner Shabbos mekabel Shabbos aleha v'asur malacha rak achrei b'nei bayis adain return. Okay, listen to this. Ish shemadlik ner Shabbos v'shochach lahadlik shel Chanukah, also loy lahadlik shel Chanukah achakach. A man can't do it. Ela yiten, so what you do, yiten le'echa mebnei beisoy lahadlik, ladlika. Right? He should ask one of his kids, if somebody's there, that's somebody from the outside. Can you get a goy to do it? Ela yiten le'echa mebnei beisoy lahadlika, v'loy kelevush, shemate b'dieva b'zeh lahadlik achakach, Kivin Shalok Kivo Beferi Shabbos. Right? But he was Makabo because the minig is he light Makabo. Dr. Magen Avraham, he brings the Lavush also. But the Evet, Benira Li, Dr. Magen Avraham, the Be'ish Shamadlekas, Kivin Shaminik Shum Kabo Shabbos, Kamosh Kosov, Simon Reish Samar Gimel, in came Lomad Tadlik Shuv Shachanaka, Elotaymel Achshav, but he says Dr. Isha. Dr. Lavush is Srod, Ozole Tamei. Shekosav, this is the Magen Avraham, the ain chilik ben isha madlekas, he's going at the Taz, I'm sorry. The ain chilik ben isha madlekas, isha madlek, yeah? The Taz holds that it's not a din in isha. It's a din in the one who's lighting it. In other words, this chumr that we have, that were choshish, the minig, that were choshish for the Bahak Shita, is not a because the woman, it's just that the woman usually live. What the Mechaber says, therefore, an Isha that lives, right? Asura. Shabnei Ba'asim Ken Kolshki and Odomacha. So the Taz says over here that he says that it doesn't mean Dafka and Isha. It means whoever's lighting, so Choshish for that Shita. In other words, when you Choshish for the Bahag, the Pshat is the act of lighting is a Kabbalah Shabbos. So when the Mechaber says the rest of Bnei Ba'as, he doesn't mean Lafuke Isha. Right, that she's Makabal, right? It means, let's say you have girls there. The girls also not Makabal, right? It's the Isha that's Madlek, the woman that that's it. Mela from Isha's Madlek, so it's a Kabbalah Shabbos. Masha Enke in the Magen Avraham himself says, in Sifkot Yotches, V'ima Ishma, that was Sifkot Aleph and Reis Samar Gimel. The Magen Avraham says, V'ima Ishma Madlek, Leka Min Hago, Mutter, V'malacha, Makom, like we said before. So comes out, he says, is this thing that Isha, Mikra Din, we're not choshish for the Bahag Shita. But the women took upon themselves to worry about the Bahag. So mainly would come out, this Machos, so what do you do? So you get some, whatever it is. So whoever, according to the Taz, you have to get Bnei Bayis. According to Magen Avraham, you have to Bnei Bayis. According to Magen Avraham, the man could if he lived. By Koponim, the din is that you get someone else to do it. Frank the Prima God, a kasha like this. We'll first say over the Gemara, right, in Kedusha. Gemara says in Kedusha like this. Gemara is a Shiloh, Gemara Nadar, also, Ani Kahani, these Kahanim, Shluchei Didan or Shluchei Derachmana. How do we look at here? The Gemara asks this in Nadar. That's Gemara's Shiloh. How do we look at Kahanim? A Kahanim Shluch, you have a carbon, a chatas, you give it to the, you give it to the Kohen to do the Avoida, right? He does the Avoida. So Memela, is he your Shliach, right? Or is he Shlucha the Rachmana, which means is he's doing it for the Baruch Hashem. That means the Shliach literally of the Baruch Hashem. The Baruch Hashem doesn't need Shluchim. We're called Shluchim. Shlomo Eger makes up, not over here in Ksubis, that it works together with Shlichas, but Pashis doesn't mean the gather of Shlichas. It means is you're doing your job, just like all of us, right? It says Chaim brings, Yishayim bring it, Yerushalmi, Chaim quotes in Matzik and Shmiyas Loshin, that we're all Shluchim at Urbayna Shalayna, right? We're Shluchim to do his mitzvahs, Hashem Kitchanu B'mitzvahisa, right? We have to do his mitzvahs. So Urbayna Shalom wants these mitzvahs to be done. And we're the shluchim to do it. I mean, it doesn't mean, you know, it goes into the gidra of shlichas, right? It means this, we have to do it. So that's the Gemara Shaila. Are kahanim shluchim of the one who gave them the carbon? Or that's the avaida that they have to do, right? There's a din of kabbanis. There's no din shlichas. The kahanim take care of it. It's not a din of shlichas. So the Gemara Shaila in the dark. Okay, so the Gemara's poishit it like this. Hani kahani shluche rachmana nino. The isal kadaitach shluche didan. If they are shluchim nino, that mi ikamidi. How's it possible? The anan lo matzinen avdinen v'inu matzi avdi. How could it be something that we do, right? That we can't do. We can't do the avoda, and our shliach could do it. The shliach can't be better than you. If you can't do it, then the shliach can't do it. Let's use an example where the Minchas Chinuch takes this Gemara legabe halach. The Rambam is muchach in Sefer Mitzvahs. There's a diak in Sefer Yad that women are not chayv in the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. And the Shagasai has a big problem with it. He's bothered. Why not? It's not a mitzvah, say Shazman Grama. Why shouldn't a woman be chayv in Ksiva Sefer Torah? That's what the Shagasai asked. Why should... What? So Shagasai brings a rush. That's the Salimah HaTorah. Because the rush says that nowadays that you don't have to buy Sefer Torah. Till recently, there was somebody once asked me, what's the minig? When you have a chnasa Sefer Torah, I said there probably is no minhagim, because how many people were able to afford to bring, how many minhagim? It was once in a while. You take a look at the old, right? You've seen the old Sefer Torahs, they didn't have it. Maybe they put more kavanas than we do, or maybe they do much more simcha, but our Sefer Torahs with computers, it's checked, it's beautiful to have, but how many Sefer Torahs do you think were given in those days? You didn't have such minhagim. And it's not because I asked he said, no, there's minhagim, but it's not really clear what it is. But Akoponim, the Shagasai says, okay, the Rosh says that he says, Tamei Dekra, Mechateisi. He says to write a Sefer Torah. What's the... He goes into other things too, which one day we'll do. But he's bothered with that. But the Sermin Chassinuch says very poshut. He says that what's the mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah? He says, a woman can't write a Sefer Torah. She's possible to write a Sefer Torah. A woman is possible to write a Sefer Torah. Let's take why. Ukshartem, ukshavtem. Mishi yeshu mikshira, yeshu mikshiva. Now, it doesn't mean if you chayv in the mitzvah. Because a woman cannot write a mezuzah. She's chayv a mezuzah. A woman's chayv a mezuzah. Right? Gemara is a havamina, it's hookish, the Talmud Torah, not. So Gemara says, Leman yibu yemecha. Women also need life. So if other woman is chayv a mezuzah, question. Hi, why can't a woman write a mezuzah? Because it's klasa kosum. In fact, I think we've spoken about over the years, in 300 years ago, a woman wrote a Megillus Esther. It became a big fight. I mean, you know, big pullness, a big dispute. So I think she was of David Oppenheim, who was a Godlador's daughter. She wrote a Megillah. So David Oppenheim said, why not? She's Chayav Megillah. And others kind of, what is the difference if she's Chayav Megillah? She's Chayav Mezuzah and she can't write a Mezuzah. Right? So others find it in Mezuzah, that it goes on Megillah. Others kind of know. From that, you learn out to anything that has a din of ksiva, a woman is not shaykh to that. But a koponim, so the Shagas, the Minchas Tinach says in the last mitzvah, you can't, a woman cannot write a sefer Torah. I let her get a shliach to do it, right? Like we do, what do? He get a sefer to write it for us, right? Because remember, the mitzvah is not so posh just to procure a sefer Torah, to buy a sefer Torah. Could be the mitzvah is the etzem writing itself. That's also a big shayla. So Minchas Chinuch says, since the woman can't do it, so she can't make a shliach. This Gemara, kol heicha de'iyu lo matzi avid, she chutza lo matzi avid. That's the klal. Okay, that's the klal. Like the Prima Gadim. So how could you go ahead and make somebody else light it, right? Since you can't do it, is Mamela. You can't have somebody else do it for you. And Gavil, and I think Pesach also said, that it's a din and shlichus pashtus. Now, before we talk about it, we'll get to that. That's a good point. Before that.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
So one second. I don't think you have to say Hakir, it's Clark. It's Nehisha Basin. Yeah, one second. Yeah, we'll get one second, but that's not that partial what you're saying, Gabriel. Let's first talk about Ner Shabbos. What's the din if you were Makabel Shabbos? You said Baruch Hu, you said Mizmor, right? The summertime. Somebody told me a story where a kid, decided he's going to in camp, stay up the whole night, learn Thursday night, and for Shteitz to sleep the whole Friday. And he woke up and went to Shul, Makabel Shabbos. And they said, oh my gosh, I didn't put on tefillin today, right? He didn't put on tefillin. Mainly he missed Shachris, he held his anonos, right? he was sleeping. But tefillin, to go a whole day without tefillin, what would you say?
Yishael.
What?
Yishael.
Yes, so that's the shot, right? Very good. It could be the shayla, because in camps they daven early. The Rav Kivega brings a lavush, so it could be shayla. It's just not. On Kabbal Shabbos and Reish Samach, he brings that it's like a din net, then you could be shayl on Kabbal Shabbos. So that's what they told him to do then. And Bokshem, there was a rav there. But a kaponim, so let me just show you the Kiveger. Over here, the Gabe Reish Samach Gimel. The Magen Avraham says that if you forgot to go ahead and light, right? And you're Makabel Shabbos already, you should get a Akum to go ahead and light for you. That's what the Magen Avraham says. He says, in Sifchat Nidalef, kosher, given the ain shlichus, it's a little small, given the ain shlichus nelachi, eich tavarech. How's she going to make? I mean, mainly you want to put light because you want to have light. But how are you going to make a bracha? No, he says, let the Akum do it, and you should make a bracha on what the Akum does. We're not going into the halach. We're going into the lamdas. The Magen Avraham says she could make a bracha. Kivega's kash is, how could she make a bracha? There's no shlichus by an Akum. Taisa says, Clark, if you have the lights on, remember, you're thinking about electricity. If somebody had it, you have to shut it off and relight it again. But even if you say that, you're saying it's not a din in you doing it. It's a din that something was lit for Kavod Shabbos. You're saying it's like this. Let's say you have, can Akum put up a mezuzah for you?
Yeah, no.
What? Pashtus, it's not a chalos. No, a mezuzah chalos. The writing the mezuzah, but putting up a mezuzah. just like we always use the Machin Ephraim's case, whenever you want to build a Micah, most people that build Micahs are not Jews, as far as I know, right? So, and there is an Indian of a bracha. So do you make the bracha? So that's a machloikas. If you remember, we spoke about it by Tvilas Kalim. By Tvilas Kalim, the din is, you can have an Akum be toivel it. If Akum toivel it, in other words, you saw it, so it's kosher. So the Taz says, why does it say b'di'evet? Stam, kosher. If you see the Akum doing it, right? You come with a clean lady, and you got a lot of dishes, you tell her to put it in. Why not? It's kosher. So he says, why not? He says, because it could be because of the bracha. How could you make the bracha? The Prichar says, why not? Why can't you make a bracha on the Akum's Maisa? Right? The Iker is that you get this mezuzah up. He says, if you put up a mezuzah with an Akum, you can make a bracha on it. That's what seems. So the Magen Avraham is holding also, right? So over there, he's right, Gavril, that the pshat is that it's not you should do the Hadlaka. The Hadlaka should be done. But it has to be Nikkur's Kovet Shabbos, not as far as you're saying is as long. You're right. If you happen to have a mic in your house, you Yaitzim Metziah because you have a mic. But over here, it's the act of lighting for Shabbos. That's Kovet Shabbos. In other words, I think Rav Moshe said, there's two dinim in Kovet in Shabbos. There's Kovet Shabbos and there's Oynig, like the Beis Halevi goes there and is Mefarish. So as far as Oynig Shabbos, right, so as long as you have light, you're having an Oynig, you're enjoying your meal. It's not Geshmak if you eat in the dark. But Kovet Shabbos, it's not Nikkur, it's Kovet, unless you lit it for Shabbos. That's not called Kovet. Kovet is the pshat, you're doing an action. That's Nikkur, it's for Shabbos, right? Taking a shower is Kovet Shabbos, right? I mean, especially, let's think about by them, right? There was not the same, there wasn't the same hygiene, but they didn't eat junk food, so they didn't have to worry about it so much. But shower, then enough water like we have. But so, you Mekayim Kovet Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, right? When you go ahead and take a person takes a shower, Erev Shabbos, well, Briskerov says, the Gemara that if you run on Shabbos and you hit somebody and you damage him, so he says, what do you got to run? Yeah, you got to run. Punch it without the brisker, you run because you're, what? You know, it's getting late. No, he says, a mitzvah to run on Shabbos, to show Kovet Shabbos. You want to get a lot of things done. So that itself is Kovet Shabbos. But a kaponim, so over here you're right. But by Ner Chanukah, you really can't say, even if you're saying like Rabbi Yael is saying, that the pshat is, that it's a din in the bias, but the Gemara says very clearly, it's halacha and shukha, that hashta da amrit isha chayeves b'nei chanukah sha'afei noi b'yisanez. So Gemara says, isha vaday madlika, she could light for the house. If she wasn't, she couldn't light, right? It's not a maisa koif ba'alma. In other words, in there, Shabbos, if you trained your koif, your kuf, your monkey, to light for you, right? You got a machine. Nowadays, you probably could do that, right? You press a button, and you get some kind of machine to put on, right? It's all big shallow with Shabbos clocks, right? You have the Shabbos clock set, right? Shabbos clock set to go. And, okay, so that's a shower, because is that called your maisa? But let's say you have a button that you put on, right? Those are all the precious electricity in the hospital, right? They don't let you light their Shabbos. What does a woman do? Right? So I, and if you're Satmar, I imagine I know what they do. Right? The government doesn't really rule. Right? They'll figure out a way. But what do we do? The woman puts on how could you make a bracha? All right, so we hold up truth that's light. That's like and you're doing an action. So the action puts on the light. Haile Maisa is, it's not mamish your action. It's things that are going on because however electricity works. So you understand. But in Chanukah, it's not that way. In Chanukah, it's not. Chanukah, it says in the Gemara, Hedlika Cher is Sheit of a cotton. So, right, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, right, it says that, the din is that you're not, that, so it's a din in Shlichas. So how does Shlichas work? How does Shlichas work? So before we get to your tarot, first I'll say this because this is all. My tarot is lumdish. Your tarot is right. Okay? We'll get to that. So, like this. The Achreinim argue on the Minchas Chinuch. They say it's not true. that there's no klal of kol. This is Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Shimon. They say it. I don't know. Rabbi Chanan brings Sefer Torah. I don't know if Rabbi Shimon does. Rabbi Shimon says more. The lamdas. What's the klal of kol hechadi l'matzil l'mevet? Let's take shlichus, for instance, bris milah. Bris milah, the mayal pashtus is your shliach, right? He's your shliach, and so forth. Anytime you need shlichus, let's say shlichus to be mekadesh anisha, to be megarish anisha. What's the fine line difference between being a kadesh anisha and a mayal doing the milah for you? What difference do you see? Once you see the difference, then you'll understand Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Shimon's heart. Rabbi Shimon was written in Rabbi Chanan's heart. What's the difference?
My old
dad. What?
My old dad.
Yeah, besides that, the oil, that's a good point. That's why some hold the milah is not shlicha. But let's say the oil didn't have a mitzvah.
Isha is das.
Who?
Isha is das.
Isha where? Okay, so, but the tinnik is not the mitzvah. Right. And Mila? What do you mean?
You have to do that.
What? Oh, nerds. The mitzvah, you know, you got to do it to get the mitzvah. But you can't say the kid was not gemal. If you mal a kid, the kid is gemal. Right, let's say there'd be no shlichus. A goy is one man dominant gemara holds a goy is kosher. A goy is kosher. So if you go ahead and a goy mouths him, so it ain't shlichus. If you hold you need shlichus, the goy can't be a shliach. So you might not get the mitzvah, but you can't say the star's not gemal. Masha enkein by kiddushin, by gerishin, a guy, you have to give him a siras koyach. That's the word. That's what Rav Shimon and Rav. You're giving a guy can't come and be megarish your wife. A guy can't be mekadesh anisha for you. It doesn't work.
Right.
It's not just it has to be done. As the pshat is that you have the power to be mekadesh anisha, and you gave over to shliach the power to do it. So memela, he has the power to do it, and it's like you did it. Masha enkein mila, as long as you made him a shliach, as long as the shliach is, then you say shluch hashem k'maisa. So who cares? If you can't do it by chatas, the pshat is who is the right, you give a carbon to a koyin, right? And he makes a chatas for you. Why? Because you made a chatas. A koyin knows you have a carbon and he's makrovit. And he said, this is a chatas for Yankel. Yankel didn't want this. Maybe he'd want a different carbon. You know, usually imagine, right? They bring a carbon, they bring a baim, and they say, bring this as a chatas because you did it. You have to be meiser a koyach. So that's the verse. I say, Mamele, the Minchas Chinuch, is not Pashut what he's saying, that since the Isha can't write a Sefer Torah, she can't make a Shliach. Because if the Sefer writes it, and you say, okay, there's no Shlichas for the Isha, since she can't do it, the Sefer Torah, the Sefer Torah is not Puzzle, she didn't have to give him the Koyach to create that Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah is the Sefer Torah. That, you don't have this call of Kol Hechadi Yulamah Matzim Ovid. The klal of kol hechadi yulam matzi merad is only a klal where you have to give somebody the mesiras koyach to bring about that action. So, vada in Ner Chanukah, for instance, in Mila Taka, Tosfos Taka asks that if you say Isha, the Gemara goes to if Isha's chayv Mila na chayv Mila. So, Tosfos avodah zarah of Zayin. What do you mean? The Gemara says Ish, according to one man Dama, we don't pass in that way, by the way. Ish is possible to do Mila. Rapidin, Ish could be a Moyalis, right? But I could put Rapidin, not Rapidin Mais, of course. But Ish could, one man Dama holds Ish is Psula. She's possible, right? So what do you mean, if she's possible, what do you need a pasuk that she can't do it? So what does Tosfos mean to say? Sounds like, I could have shliach. So Tosfos answers, the mitzvah is that it should be done. So some learn it means it should be done. There's no shlichus as long as it's done. You don't have to learn that way in Tosfos. You can learn Tosfos means up Shimon's Yisayid. That over here, the kid is gemal, so we don't care about kol hecha di ilamatzi. Now, even if she's possible to do it, but doesn't matter, she has a chiv, and as long as it's done. Ner Chanukah Avada is the same way. Ner Chanukah Avada, the pshat is that if you go ahead and you light, so that, then you could say what Rabbi Yael is saying. Avada, it's a din in the house that it should be lit, right? It's a din in the house. So it's not the pshat that's not called the Ner Chanukah. Called the Ner Chanukah. I to you, it can't, because you can't do it. You don't have to be given a serious koyach to light a Ner Chanukah. It's called a Ner Chanukah, right? That's poshut. That's called a Ner Chanukah. You need a Maisot Laka, but you can't. But it's still the person who did it is still doing a Maisot Laka. But I think the poshut test is what some of you said. It's a problem. The Prima God, if he goes into all kinds of things, the Op Shat in Kol Hechadil Amotz Mevet means that if the pshat is, I don't have the Torah didn't give me the power to do something, right? The Torah didn't give me the power to write a sefer. If you go with the Minchas Chinuch way, but not everybody agrees to Reb Shimon's Yosai. Even if the pshat is, you're not kosher to write a sefer Torah. You're not kosher to do Mila. But over your time, not to kosher, you're kosher to do it. What if the woman who lit or the man who lit would light on Shabbos? You machal Shabbos, but you did a ma'aseh luck. You can't say it's not called a ma'aseh luck. You have a chiv. Even if you go into mitzvah b'avera, not mitzvah b'avera, let's leave that. But la'ma'aseh is, you're kosher to do it. If you could do it without an avera, or whatever it is, we're not going into mitzvah b'avera. It's kosher it's that way. Right? So I want to just tell you, a prolodic of Chassam Sofer. I've had it in the Apollo because it has to do with this. In Chassam Sofer, Yerodeya, Simen Reish, Ayin Aleph, Chubas. So we mentioned this halacha that the Ramah brings, or Machaber brings also, I think, that a mamzer should not write a sefer Torah, because when he gets to the pasuk lo yavo mamzer bekal Hashem, right, lo yavo mamzer bekal Hashem, so he's going to becomes bold, becomes very bewildered, nervous, and he's not going to be machaber by the shame havaya. So the sefer Torah is possible. One of the psulim, right? You have to be mechaven, right? Some people hold that if you vote in the Israeli, you're also not a good, not a good. Right? They have. I once heard from Shachna Kaladetsky, don't put this out to the Torah Karatim, but Shachna Kaladetsky, he was a very big time chacham. About 35 years ago, I went to visit him. And he was a very Tamil Chacham from Chet Yeshiva. So he was very close to Reuven Bengis. He learned halacha by Zag Reuven was like the last Litvisher in the Badat. Where did he get going with Zag Reuven? And the Badats put out a sign that anybody votes in the elections. So the shechita is not a good shechita. You have to ask a sheilas chacham. All right, that's there. So, so he was learning with a few talmidim, and a woman came in, and he understood that it's, you know, they said if you have pots, you have to ask. So he told all the talmidim to leave, and he let Reb Shachni leave. He was a chevron. He was out from the. So the woman says, I used this meat, and I before you made a psak, but that's, I don't know what to do. Just get out of here, don't worry about it. But anyway, so over here, he's not mechavin to. So the shaila is, okay, good. Why can't he write the rest of it? The shach asks. The shach in Reish Pei Aleph, Sivkon Aleph, asks, so the whole Sefer Torah should be kosher, just this shame. So, you know, make somebody, you have a sofer who's a mamzer, and so let him write everything. When he gets to the yavam mamzer kol Hashem, make sure that you put in the Shem Hashem. Yeah? Some sefer says, we know Gemara Bava Basra says that that if it's missing one ois, the sefer Torah is possible. So when the Torah said, after kisvu lechem sashir's ois, you have to write the whole Torah. If you don't write, that's what Minchas Chinuch says, why nowadays we're not so makbid to write Sefer Torah, because we're not bekiyin b'chaseiris and yaseiris, and the male, we don't know where a vav should be a vav, not be a vav, yud, not yud, we're not bekiyin the Gemara says. Therefore, we really can't be yaitza, it's a quality of that. We can't be yaitza mitzvah Sefer Torah. That means it's a big shayla on our Sefer Torah, so you have to be mitzvah, the Rambam Shita that you can learn from a Sefer Torah that's possible. We're always mitzvah that the Rambam holds in the Chubas that a Sefer Torah is possible, you can lane from. You can lane from a Sefer Torah is possible. So even though the Chatchila, we don't do that, but if it's a suffix, so we're mitzvah to the Rambam Shita. But he says, and given that, I'm reading you the Lashon of the Chacham Sefer, given that Anan Sadi, Shamam Ze Ein Yechol Lekadosh Hashem, the Lo Yovi Hashem, EF Shah Loi Ba'atzel, Loi Gurvav, Loi Ba'atzel Lekai Mitzazu, Mamele can't make a Shriach either to write. In other words, this Mamza wants to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Sefer Torah. He's writing. He has a beautiful Ksav. Come to Lo Yovi Ma'atzel, they told him, listen, says, so he says, he writes, so he leaves that Pasuk and he let, whatever, the Shem Hashem, and he lets somebody else do it. So he says, the Kol Hecha, the Iyu Lo Matzi Mabed, Lo Matzi L'Shav Yishliach, V'nimtza Shuhu Einu Metzuv L'Lichtay Atzmo, Lo Yedei Atzmo, Lo Yedei Shliach. Because since he's, I'm reading this from Sefer Roshan, Kivin Shuhu Potter, Mezayis HaMitzvah, Inkein Einu Nasa Shliach L'Acherim, so he can't be a Shuhu, he's Potter, because he can have, just like a Isha. Right, it's going with the same thing as the Mincha Sinach, that if you can't write it, then you can't make a shliach. So memela, that means the term as a party. In other words, Mincha Sinach saying that, but Isha can't make a shliach, and therefore she can never be mechayev mitzvah. Therefore, she must be papa. Torah is not going to be mechayev you and tell you not to you can't ever be mechayev. She says the Torah can't be mechayev of mamza, so he must be papa to say for Torah. If he's papa, then he can't be a shliach for you. Kind of tzushta. It's very shver, like you're saying. What if the mamza works on himself a few days and he says, I'm going to write L'Shem Hashem, I'm not going to get bewildered. Right? Chaman Tzlan, I'm a mamza, but I'm not going to be bewildered. Avad, it's a kosher sefer Torah, he's chayv, except it's a chshash that he might, or it's a good chshash, it's a non-sadi, but that doesn't matter. A non-sadi, ad kedei kach, that you say ki'ilu, he can never do it.
You have been listening to a presentation of benstorah.com.